This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana, Mr. Modi said, "The strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first." He said, "Democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct." Prime Minister Modi said, "During crisis in any country, around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to the help." He said, "India has never moved forward with an expansionist mindset." He said, "Today India stands in favour of global development and peace in every way." Mr. Modi said, "With this spirit, today India has also become the voice of the global South." Prime Minister Modi said, "Today the world is facing numerous challenges including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime." He emphasised that we all must confront these issues collectively to shape a better future for the coming generations. Mr. Modi noted that India's mantra of humanity first inspires it to amplify the voice of the Global South, including at the recent G20 summit in Brazil. Prime Minister Modi said the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said around 180 years ago an Indian had first come to Guyana, and since then India and Guyana have always been close to each other. He said the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said Guyana has given him the highest honour, and for this he thanked all citizens of Guyana. Underscoring India's deep commitment to further strengthening India-Guyana historical ties, Mr. Modi stated that Guyana could become the bridge of opportunities between India and the Latin American continent. Mr. Modi invited Guyanese parliamentarians to visit India. Prime Minister Modi was the first Indian Prime Minister to address the special session of the Parliament, which was convened by Speaker Mansoor Nadir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at his statue in the historic Promenade Gardens in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi recalled Bapu's eternal values of peace and non-violence, which continue to guide humanity. The statue was installed in commemoration of Gandhiji's 100th birth anniversary in 1969. The Prime Minister also paid floral tribute at the Arya Samaj Monument. This monument was unveiled in 2011 in commemoration of 100 years of the Arya Samaj movement in Guyana. Prime Minister Modi also visited the Indian Arrival Monument at Monument Gardens in Georgetown. He was accompanied by Prime Minister of Guyana Brigadier retired Mark Phillips. Paying homage at the monument, Mr. Modi recalled the struggle and sacrifices of Indian diaspora and their pivotal contribution to preserving and promoting Indian culture and tradition in Guyana. He also planted a Bel Patra sapling at the monument. The monument is a replica of the first ship which arrived in Guyana in 1838, bringing indentured migrants from India. It was gifted by India to the people of Guyana in 1991. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also visited the Saraswati Vidya Niketan School in Guyana. On this occasion, Mr. Modi recalled his visit to the school more than two decades back and appreciated the efforts of Swami Aksharananda and his team in inculcating traditional Indian values and culture in students and also contributing towards a holistic education. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the people to resolve to take the country forward on the path of continuous development by lighting the lamp of resolution. Addressing a large gathering at the Koti Dipotsavam Lighting 1 Crore Lights event in Hyderabad during her two-day visit, President Murmu called on the people to take resolutions to follow the path of truth and dharma and to work for the welfare of the underprivileged. She emphasized that lighting a lamp symbolizes moving from darkness to light and from ignorance to knowledge. The president highlighted that the country is progressing with the goal of holistic and inclusive development and stressed the need for collective efforts to create a developed India. Today, President Murmu will formally launch the fourth edition of the Lok Manthan, an international cultural festival. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav said the government is looking into all issues to combat high pollution in Delhi NCR. And that is the end of this news bulletin.